Welcome to Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life with Shannon Crow, certified health coach, and Marcia King, dietitian and nationally accredited nutritionist. Each week, we're going to cover all things health and wellness. So let's get to it. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, my friend. How are you?
I am good. How are you with your fabulous hair?
Oh, thank you. I was going to get to curl it, I thought, but it didn't happen. So, you know, just go with it. Thank you.
I never curl my hair.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Well, you look fabulous.
So how's your spring so far? We haven't met in a couple weeks because we're all in crazy times, but we're back.
I know. Well, the weather, we got a little sunshine. We hit a little bit of 50s in here. So that was good. Nice for getting outside, taking all that in.
Isn't it funny just how amazing just a little bit of sunshine can change your world?
I know. It does me. I mean, the vitamin D is good for us, which we know, right? The 20 minutes on our skin and all of that for the nutrients. But just the whole brightening of the day, I love it. Have you had some sunshine there as well?
It's happening right now. And I think we're supposed to get some rain tomorrow. So I'm kind of really just being very aware of it and soaking it in and being by the, you know, the windows with the shades open and just, yeah, because I know it's going to end soon.
I know. Well, we are in winter, but yes, this is nice. We'll take it. Yeah. I mean, so many good things coming up. Oh my gosh.
Right?
Lots of fun things. Valentine's Day. We've got Super Bowl coming up. Oh my gosh.
Right? Oh my. Are you doing anything for the Super Bowl?
I probably am going to watch it with my son, and he has been kind of following the NFL stats and this and that, and he had predicted one of the teams to be in the Super Bowl, so we're going to root for that, and it's pretty exciting. So,
is this like normally a big deal at your house, or is it kind of like, whatever, we'll get excited, we won't, whatever happens?
It's kind of a big deal, yeah. I grew up with it, so I do. I enjoy it. I enjoy the day. I enjoy the event. There's always like good conversation, there's emotions for a team and rooting, and then there's also the food, right? So that's fun too.
And it's kind of funny because, yes, I feel like we're all in the New Year's resolution. I'm going to eat all these healthy things. But, you know, I think it's sometimes kind of fun to have your, quote, naughty day to look forward to. You know, like we have the holidays, we have Christmas, and I feel like every day becomes a naughty day. But it's almost kind of the first, like, let's have a cheat day or let's not be quite so rigid with our, quote, rules, you know, which I love that.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. It's one meal.
Like we talked about, like with all the holiday stuff, you can sneak in some healthy things. But one of our traditions is that Velveeta Rotel dip.
I remember going up with that. Yes.
Year, right?
Oh my gosh.
So that's in the fridge. We're going to be doing that and all kinds of, you know, just fun snacks, healthy snacks. Working those whole grain crackers. But yeah, I'm there excited. How about you?
I'm having a moment thinking back to the Velveeta dip. I still remember my mother used to always say, wait for halftime. We're not doing the naughty snacks till halftime. Not till halftime. Then bam, all the junk food would come out as soon as halftime.
Yes.
It's funny. Each year we switch it up a little bit. But this year, Adam's, he's usually in charge of the quote naughty foods. So he's doing fried drumsticks. We used to do wings. He got a fryer a couple years ago. I almost killed him. But now he gets to use it once a year on the Super Bowl. So we do fried drumsticks, and then he makes the most amazing soft pretzels on earth. Like they're just so stinking amazing. So he'll probably dip those in, have some cheese. I always make sure I alternate from cheese to a mustard because mustard is a little bit of a healthier choice. So I usually alternate. So I'm not super, super naughty because.
No, I love it. And mustard's really good with the soft pretzels. That's
so
one of my
good.
Favorites.
Yes.
Yeah. So good.
And then we'll probably do like a little bit of beer. And I'm not a huge, huge beer person. So I might just do wine or something silly, but we don't get too crazy because it's probably just going to be us this year. We vary many friends over and just us. So.
Yeah, there's so many events. I mean, a lot of people have the Super Bowl parties, but yeah, it's nice to kind of just hunker down with your immediate family and enjoy. So yeah.
Do you do?
And the grocery stores are full. Like every time you go in, like that whole first aisle is ready and stacked for Super Bowl. They got like everything ready to go.
You got to keep your head down and just stay on your list.
I pick one item and then you just keep going. Yeah.
Pretty much, yes. Get the list. It's like going to Target. Same thing. It's dangerous to go into Target any day of the year. It's dangerous to go to the grocery store around the Super Bowl or the holidays.
Yeah.
Do what
and then you walk out and you're like, oh my God, I just spent what?
Right. On what?
On what?
A couple years ago, we had a bunch of friends over and we did, and I can't remember what was all in the challenge, but I think we found it somewhere on the internet. Where like every commercial break, you would do a wall sit for the entire commercial break. And then the next commercial break, you would do a plank. And then the next commercial break, you know, the whole commercial break. And then the next break you would do, I think it was push-ups, or it was funny. We had, you know, workout thing challenges for every commercial break at the Super Bowl. And I think by the end, we were in so much pain. Because some of those commercial breaks are so long.
I know. And that's kind of what we wait for too, right? That's like the enjoyment, the crown of it. It's like seeing what's going to, you know, the what's sponsors are going to come up with, make us laugh, make us cry, whatever. But I love that. So take
it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I think you could even do like the balancing on one foot to work on your, you know, your flexibility and your strength and your balance. I mean, there's all sorts of things. I'm sure there's something out there that you can follow along with. I'm going to dig that out. Maybe I'll post something.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun just because otherwise you're sitting on your patootie for how many hours if you do the pregame? You're sitting on your patootie through the whole game. Then you're sitting on your patootie for the post game. I mean,
yes.
Not that it's a bad to sit around a little bit and rest, but eek.
Right. Get that movement in. Yes. And then you want to watch halftime show. So you're sitting there too. So like maybe movement. I like that. I probably try to integrate that. I like it. Yeah. A little dance move.
Right. Oh yeah. Have a dance party during the commercials or the halftime show
love it
yes.
So I would tell you too, with Valentine's Day coming up, right?
Oh yes. My God. Do you That's do anything coming. Are you a big Valentine's Day person?
I am not. I mean, I am, I do, I'm sentimental and I love all that and I love love, but I'm not like throw my whole self into it. But I gotta share this with you. I have been kind of just on social a little bit, and I think it was on, I want to say TikTok, I'm not quite sure, but I saw it where there was this dog and you could see like he had a little like mischievous look and then like his bubble, and the words were,
oh no.
All right, ladies, I know you all want flowers for Valentine's Day, but for the last month you've been singing the Miley Cyrus song, I Can Buy My Own Flowers.
So you're on your own.
So I don't want to hear it.
That's amazing. I've not seen that, but I love it. It's true.
Oh my God, it made me laugh so hard. Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah, we don't really do a lot of for Valentine's Day here. Usually Adam makes some sort of a really nice dinner and we exchange a small little gift, something big, you know, and that's about it. And it's fabulous. It's a nice moment to pause from the hustle and bustle, because I feel like for the holidays, we just throw ourselves back into everyday life. And I feel like it's easy to lose your rhythm, so to speak. So it's always kind of nice to have a reason to pause and be present and all that good stuff.
I agree. And we're in the first quarter of this year. So that's a nice little break in February, the middle. I love a nice dinner. That's one thing I do enjoy. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice romantic dinner with your hubby. I love that.
Yes. Or just a nice taste. I'm not sure how romantic it turns into, but it's always enjoyable. It's a Tuesday this year. I mean, like, what are we going to do? It's a Tuesday.
Right. Bedtime is 9. No, I'm just kidding.
And then something else coming up too is Mardi Gras. I'm not sure if you're a Mardi Gras person. It's not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
Oh you my gosh, that's funny. I forgot all about that with Fat Tuesday. Yes, that slipped my mind. Yeah, I didn't think about that one.
So it's always my time of year to bring out the shrimp etouffee recipe that I healthify. I think some people do a jambalaya type thing or just something kind of down from the New Orleans type neighborhoods, those recipes, which is always kind of fun. And as you know, I'd love to find classic comfort food recipes and see how healthy I can make them.
Yeah.
because they're so delicious. They're usually it's because of the spices and all the flavors. But I think there's a lot of ways that we can healthify them and still enjoy them, but not completely screw up our healthy habits either. So it's always kind of fun.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, that whole theme I forgot about with all of the New Orleans style Cajun foods and all of that, right? You work those proteins in and yeah, that's right. I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Our local, one of our local meat markets, I guess, has alligator and that sort of thing. Or is it crocodile? It's alligator to cook up. And I'm not brave enough to try it yet this year, but I'm like, oh, maybe I should be brave and give it a whirl. I don't know.
You have to let me know.
I don't know if I'm sure if I'm going to be brave enough yet. We'll have to see. So you don't celebrate.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Try new things. Makes things interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. So anything new going on? You doing groceries? Or I've got my clean kitchen. I've been doing lots of good fun recipes. How about you? I know you were being mindful and all of that stuff. Yes. Organic.
So I think we're getting close. I almost ran out of my shampoo. I'm getting close. So I'm going to try, they call it Pros is the brand that I'm going to be trying. I'll probably order it next week. I'm getting close to the end of my current stash, but it's all natural and they kind of cater the recipe to you. So if you have curly hair, straight hair, if you live in a humid, you know, area of the country or the world or dry, that sort of thing. So it's all natural. All the naughty stuff free. So I'm going to give that a whirl in the next couple weeks. So that's my new detox, clean living type experiment that I'll be trying soon.
That's wonderful. You look forward to that. Let me know how that goes. So that's an international product then, I guess.
Oh, I think it's international. I have a couple of gals that I work with in the music world, and they both have tried it. And I noticed their gorgeous hair before I even knew what they were trying. They're like, your hair is looking extra fabulous today. Oh, I switched my shampoo. And then I did some research, and it looks to be all natural and pretty safe as far as toxins and that sort of thing. So I thought, well, let's give it a whirl. It's a little on the pricier side. So I thought, well, I'll try it once, see how that goes, and then maybe invest in a subscription. I think you get like a discount if you.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Right. So we'll see. But that's what's going to be my next experiment. And then last week last time we got together, we talked about supermarkets. And it was kind of fun. So this is a first for me that I'm going to have to make a recurring thing. But I had a client working with me with functional nutrition type stuff. And with that, we do kind of different cycles of eating, depending on what we're working towards, what health issues we're working on. And so they were overwhelmed with kind of the quote rules. I was giving them the parameters. So we went grocery shopping together and it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Because
in the moment we could read the labels, we could kind of talk about why. And it was just a lot of fun. It was kind of cool at the end. They were like, that wasn't so scary. And it's really not, but it's kind of the daunting thought, I think, at least, going, okay, I have to eat totally differently. Not really. There's just a few things that you, quote, can't eat, especially while we're, I call it clearing the muddy waters, you know, getting rid of the caffeine and the inflammatory type foods just for a while until we, you know, get all balanced out. But it is so intimidating when you have that list of do not eats. Because really everything else is available to you. But I think that seemingly long list of do nots is so overwhelming. But then you go to the grocery store and realize, oh, there's so much I can eat. So much. Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, so many options, but you really don't know it. And we do like the repeat, right? So what we're used to doing, we kind of continue to do, but then we open it up. I love that. That's really hands-on. I bet that was beautiful.
It was, I had a great time. I think they did as well. But it was, it was a great time. And I thought, oh my gosh, we need to do this with all my clients. If they're interested, of course, because it can be overwhelming and or lonely if you're the only one seemingly reading every label and, you know, and just kind of going through your list. And there's so many, like you mentioned, walking in the supermarket, there's Super Bowl stuff everywhere right now. So I think just being able to have a buddy at least once to work your way through the grocery store. So it was a good time.
No, I know that. It's overwhelming, right? I mean, I remember myself feeling that way, going in and just feeling like, take a breath, because there's so much there, right? There's so many options, and you feel like the fear of, oh my gosh, I don't know. Is this going to be good for me? Is this not going to be good for me? Right. I don't know. And then just learning the education, and probably then checking in with your client and seeing how she's feeling, right? That satiety, when you can eat the good things for you, but they still taste good and you feel satisfied.
Well, it's been kind of fun too. So I keep using the word they, because I want to keep anonymity very safe. So I've been receiving some texts from them about, you know, is there a recipe for, well, it was meatballs. And I was like, you know, because we took out eggs and that sort of thing. And so it was kind of a fun learning moment to introduce chia eggs or flax eggs, or subbing instead of, we're going gluten-free for the moment. So subbing ground up oats in the meatball recipe instead of flour or breadcrumbs, that sort of thing. So it's been kind of fun throughout the week just to touch base and give a couple ideas. And then it was super cute. I got a message yesterday about a new recipe they came up with that they have never done before, and how excited they were. And I'm like, yes, we've got something else in their arsenal, in their toolbox.
Yeah, that's fun too. And kind of for them, learning and therapeutic, those meatballs might be a good one for Super Bowl or something.
Exactly. There you go. I love it. With a little dip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. That recipe. You'll have to share it. I mean, that sounds great. I love it. So things are going well with clients. I mean, it's a, like I said, we're still in the first quarter, but you know, we're not trying to get it all done at once, but like just gradually we're making these changes and feeling better this year.
And
right?
Those are the ones that stick, right? When you do them gradually.
Yeah.
So how about you? One. How's it going on your end?
Really good. I've got some clients who are going into a maintenance phase. So we're doing that this year. They've had really great success with increased energy and weight loss and feeling better. And we're just kind of going on the maintenance path, right?
That's
so
like a cause for celebration. Like when you're in the maintenance path, that's like, hey, we did the hard stuff and now we get to kind of bask and celebrate.
Yeah. Always celebrations, right? Celebrate the wins and just kind of learning that maintenance routine, and the self-awareness becomes a part of it. I think after you've done a lot of the hard work, right? You're more self-aware and how you feel and all of that. And it's good. So it's been really good.
Yay. Yeah. I love it. All right, bro. It's good to see you again. We'll have to do this more often. I know we had I think it's always so hard to get the routine going in the new year. I know both of us have had some calendar changes and trying to get things together.
Yes, but
I think we mostly figured out. So hopefully we can make this a really thing again.
I love it. Let's do it. And let's talk about some more exciting things about health and wellness. Maybe we can touch on, I don't know, people are trying to do their movement, right? Mm-hmm. We can talk maybe about that. Something else we could do. Bring something to the table. Yeah.
Done.
Okay.
I hope your team wins this weekend, and I'll see you next week.
Sounds great.
All right, bye.
Good to see you. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life. Head over to our Facebook and our Instagram and share with us your takeaways from today's episode. If you enjoy our podcast, please share with others and be sure to like, rate, and review. May you continue to strive to thrive, and we'll see you next week.